Good morning, everyone. The first case this morning be United States versus Ocedeco. We have Mr. Chipe. Did I pronounce your name right?
No, Your Honor, it's pronounced Chipe.
Chipe, yes. Okay, thank you.
But it's mispronounced often.
Okay.
Good morning. Mr. Ocedeco seeks to establish that there's insufficient evidence to sustain his conviction for possession with intent to distribute heroin and with his conviction of importing heroin. Mr. Ocedeco was convicted of 21 U.S.C. Section 841 and 952. Both those offenses require the government to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Mr. Ocedeco knowingly possessed the heroin in this case. Mr. Ocedeco contends that there was insufficient evidence to prove that he had knowledge that the heroin was in his luggage. The evidence proffered by the government was all circumstantial. And it's true that circumstantial evidence is enough to prove knowledge. We contend in this case, though, that the evidence proffered by the government was insufficient to convict Mr. Ocedeco.
What we have to do here, of course, is think about how would a rational juror have looked at all of this circumstantial evidence, and what conclusion would that rational juror have come to? Well, you've got suspicious interactions with the checkpoint officers. The fact that he didn't put the third suitcase on the conveyor or the table. You've got his admission that he packed his own luggage. You've got the fact that he failed to declare the food items. Even though he was a very frequent international traveler, or a frequent international traveler, the reinforced wood at the bottom of that particular suitcase, the one that he did not put on the table. The unconventional way the food was packed in the rice sack, and the very unusual explanation about this auntie who he'd been estranged from for 6 or 7 years packing all of this for him, and $1 million worth of heroin. How, you're a courageous man, but how do you get past all of this?
Well, I'll attempt to try, Your Honor. First, just dealing with the testimony that Mr. Ocedeco was nervous when he initially spoke with the officer at the customs checkpoint. That officer's testimony was that Mr. Ocedeco's eyes grew large or grew wide, and that this officer thought this was nervous behavior, and he forwarded Mr. Ocedeco on to secondary customs. However, we think that that testimony is actually contradicted by Officer Herrera. Mr. Ocedeco spent the majority of his interactions with customs with Officer Herrera. At no point did she testify, was there any evidence that she thought Mr. Ocedeco's behavior was, that he was acting nervous. So we will argue that clearly if he would have been nervous at the initial checkpoint, he would have been more so once he was speaking with Officer Herrera, who was in moments getting ready to search his luggage. So we think that his alleged nervous behavior is not sufficient to show knowledge or his consciousness of guilt, especially when the officer who had spent the most time with him makes no mention about him being nervous or his eyes growing large. Secondly, with regards to not checking, declaring that he had food in his luggage. That is true. Mr. Osedego didn't make that declaration on the customs form, but when he went over to speak with Officer Herrera at Secondary Customs, he almost, as soon as he got over there, she asked him about, you know, did he have anything? He said, he admits that he didn't declare anything, but immediately tells her that he does have fish in his luggage, that he had fish in his luggage. She then begins searching his luggage, and then he also tells her about the gari, the grits-like substance that he has in his third bag as well. Just with regards to the point of him allegedly hiding or not putting the third luggage on the conveyor belt, Mr. Osedaker had already at that point told Officer Herrera at Secondary Customs that he had fish in that third bag. He hadn't disavowed that bag, wasn't trying to hide that bag. He just hadn't put it on the conveyor belt yet. And so we don't think that was any attempt or shows any attempt of Mr. Osedeko trying to hide the bag or somehow hope that Officer Herrera wasn't going to search it. With regard to his admissions that he packed the bag, it is true. He admitted that he packed the luggage, but he had always maintained that he didn't, let me rephrase, he never admitted that he packed the rice bag or the potato sack. The potato sack was packed inside of his third bag. The government's expert testified, and Officer Herrera also testified that the heroin was secreted far down deep inside of the potato sack, that it was actually packed inside of another bag, inside of another substance, and covered up with, I think, a red pepper-like substance with the fish and the other items on top. Mr. Osedeko admitted that he packed, that he ordered the fish, that he knew fish was in the bag. He let Officer Herrera know that he had fish in the bag. And the testimony was at trial is that he saw there was fish in the potato sack. He assumed that his order was complete, that the person, that his relative, his aunt, got everything he asked for, and then he packed that potato sack and into the third luggage. Your Honor, I see I'm entering my rebuttal time, and I'll save the remainder of my time.
Reserve the rest of rebuttal if you prefer.
Thank you.
Go ahead. Mr. Nagel.
May it please the Court, Patrick Nagel on behalf of the United States, the appellee in this matter. The defendant was fairly convicted based on substantial evidence presented at trial. The defendant was caught entering the United States with over 28 pounds of heroin in his luggage, valued at a wholesale level at over $1 million. As the district court noted in denying the defendant's motion for an acquittal, sufficient evidence existed for a reasonable juror to conclude that the defendant knew that his luggage contained the heroin. Based on the evidence presented at trial, we ask that this court affirm the defendant's convictions.
You know, this looks pretty one-sided, but one question I have is, did anybody explore the possibility that this guy really, it seems so bizarre to have this amount of heroin with someone who's been through here a lot. Is this unusual in your experience?
For people to travel far,
to come through like this and with that kind of a load, and
well, the expert who testified at trial testified that the manner in which this heroin was packed and the mothballs and being stuck with the gari with fish packed in it is actually quite typical of heroin that's imported into the United States, in particular from Nigeria, and the amount of heroin was large, but large amounts of heroin come into the country every day and are probably doing so as we speak.
Mm. I guess, again, speculating that he traveled several times. I wonder if it's possible they had a very small amount and they must have gotten through or something.
His travel records show that he had traveled an average of 3 or 4 times a year for the previous 5 years.
Okay. Is that all you have?
That's all I have, Your Honor.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Do you have anything to add?
Not.
Okay, fine. Well, this case will be taken under advisement.